Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome, welcome. Sorry for my few minutes tardiness here. I was doing an amazing Facebook Live interview on Facebook, so you should all check it out later if you haven't seen it already, with Trina Felber of Primal Life Organics. And I was really geeking out on all the stuff about mouth care. Been one of those issues that I started having problems with really early on. And, great explanation of all. The good news is a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here in this program is actually going to help you with that. So if you get a chance, watch it later. It's really, really good. So we are here, and it looks like not a lot of you are here so far. Let's see how many of you are on the web. All right. Yeah. I guess people will be starting to come in a little bit because I really have some amazing stuff planned for you. So what I do need to do, the event has been extended for 15 minutes. Okay, that's fine. I don't need it to be, but that's good too. I want to upload some slides that I created, or a slide presentation here today. And what I'd love to have you do while I'm doing that, I was going to do it after the Facebook Live, but we went over. It was so exciting. And I lost track of time. So I'm going to load up the slides so you can see them. But what I want you to do is sign into the chat. And then I want you to post how your scores, like when you did those questionnaires, which areas did you find were the most, stressed or compromised for you? So I would hopefully go there. Meaning seemingly everything. Okay, cool. Yeah, and some of you are going to find that there's a lot still out of balance that you need, and some of you are going to find that there's one particular area. So I'd love you to put that in the chat so we can look at that. And then I'm going to go through and talk to you about some specifics related to the specific tests that we had you do, and then specific areas, and then what your next steps can be and how you can, get some stuff started in balancing. All right. So let me upload my slides. That should take me a minute. It shouldn't take me more than that. And so, Lynn, if you can actually get on the phone part, Lynn or Angelica, whoever's on, get on the phone part and then look at what people are typing and just read them out loud and tell me, if there's questions coming up while I'm uploading this. That would be helpful.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can. Yay, it's working today.
Yeah, right. So Janavi says she thinks she helped reading. All of her scores were not in good levels. Linda Liu said liver and gallbladder was her biggest area. Susan said adrenals. Indra is traveling, so wasn't able to do them. So that's what I've got so far.
Okay, guys, more of you hopefully have done them. Go ahead and post, and we'll talk about all the different areas. Let me upload my slides.
So, Janavi said her highest one was her bones.
Highest one was bone. Okay.
Hormones.
Oh, hormone. Which, like female hormones? Because they're all hormones.
Right. Wendy is insulin resistance and cortisol elevation.
Okay, so if it's insulin resistance and you've been through sweet spot, that cortisol elevation is preventing the good stuff you're doing here. And it's possible, I'd also love to hear if you did the different questionnaires at the beginning, in the first and the foundations, and you did it again, was there a shift? Was there a shift? Okay, so my slides are uploading and it should be there shortly.
Karen says, I have a...
Karen says what?
I just have a ways to go.
Okay. Good. All right. Yep. That's okay. Right? So it's
right.
Where did you come from? Where are you now? Where do you want to go? And we're here to support you, and we want to share with you how we can support you or get you support elsewhere to make sure that you get what you need. Oops, I didn't call it anything. It was just a new presentation, but that's fine. Because here's the thing. You didn't get here overnight. Right? It didn't take like 2 months, 3 months for your health to deteriorate. For some of you, maybe it did, right? You just had an exposure, you had some recent stress, and now you're back. And for others, it took a lot longer than that. So we're going to look at ways to bring you back. I like to start with things like blood sugar and digestion because they're just at the heart of almost everything. So good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start our recording.
So Janavi was saying on her hormones and glands assessment, everything was yellow or orange, except for sugar handling and her thyroid.
Okay.
Which was the highest. Tanya, cortisol, all of them were high. Cortisol elevation, small intestine and pancreas, large intestine, chromium, iodine, thyroid, sugar handling, adrenal, all were high.
Okay. So we're gonna take you through how to rank and how to determine what your next steps should be. Obviously, if your sugar handling is not within the normal range, you have tips that we've given you for taking you from where you are on the reset to introducing foods if you're ready. But if you're not, then you can continue with what you started with the reset, and then we'll look at honing in on other areas. So welcome to our next steps call. And what we have here is you should be seeing some slides right now. Let me know if you're not seeing those slides. And if you're not, generally speaking, let me go back to my...
I see your slides.
Good.
And if you're not seeing, the slide, refresh your page.
Yes.
And it should come up.
Yes. I'm trying to get back to the page now that I've done this. Okay, so I've got that. I opened it in a new window. And how do I get back? Here we go. Here's here. I want to see who's here. I want to see the questions. And I'm going to start a backup recording because lately things just haven't been predictable, things that normally are. So I'm going to start a backup recording. That way we have that. I did edit. Oh, that was the different presentation. That was vital on Monday. I did edit all that. And that should be getting up because of all the issues that we had with it. So I'm going to create a new one. And okay.
And the vital presentation is already up.
Oh, great. All right, I'm saving. I'm going to hit record, and I'm just going to line this up properly. Smaller presentation than I did yesterday. And if I go here to 640 by 480, there we go. This and this. And that. And that. All right. So I'm going to start the recording on that. And I think I already started the recording over here. I'll make sure we have. All right, guys. So welcome to our next steps for the sweet spot solution. So for many of you who started with us right at the beginning, you've had that first month, which was phase one. And phase one was the part where you got to test and learn about things and do your own sugar testing and determine which foods work for you, which don't. Start to put into place the lifestyle activities like the fitness bursts and the sleep schedule and the timing issues and just starting to really play with that. And then once we had you doing that and feeling kind of comfortable after about a month, and a lot of you already had some major breakthroughs and improvements at that point. And then we did our metabolic reset, which was June 1st through June 30th, right? So 30 days. And so we were about a week and a half out of that after finishing that. We've talked all along about transition and all of that. So the third step is transition. And then the fourth phase is actually maintenance. So some of you are still working on transition. Some of you are continuing metabolic reset just because from a genetic standpoint, from a past history standpoint, there's still a lot of stuff that could be worked on. And quite frankly, staying with a modified metabolic reset for the rest of your life isn't a bad deal as long as you're not overly restricted, right? So for me, I was able to add back in some of my fruits and things that I'd taken out because they were raising my blood sugar. And I actually did something last week and I had cherries. I was so excited. My husband brought home cherries. It's always been my favorite fruit, mango and cherry. And I said, okay, I'm going to have 5 cherries. And I had it after having a very green meal, a big salad and all this. And let's see what happens to my blood sugar. The highest my blood sugar went after that meal was 103. I was thrilled. Now I've done 5 cherries. Now that doesn't mean that the next time he brings home cherries, I'm going to sit down and eat a whole pintful. I may go to 8 or 10 and try it out and just kind of find my quote unquote sweet spot, right? For how many cherries I can eat and still maintain my blood sugar in a healthy balance. And it's going to depend on a lot. As you learned throughout the program, it's going to depend on how stressed I am at the time, how much sleep I've gotten over the past few nights, and what else I'm eating with it and around it. You know, how much green and how much mineral and all that. And I wouldn't try cherries on a night that I just had a very short sleep, that I didn't sleep well, because it's probably not going to work as well. My body might respond differently. So the thing about the metabolic reset activities is that it's a lifestyle. It's not a matter of let's just do this thing for 30 days and then we're done. Like I said, it doesn't mean you have to be overly strict for that 30 days, but you're going to test again to see what you can add back from the healthy realm of food. But does it mean that you're going to go back to drinking coffee and wine and hamburgers and hot dogs and ice cream? No. But what I will tell you is that I've discovered some fun ways to eat ice cream because it is summer after all. And one of my favorite foods has always been ice cream. So what I made last night was quite interesting. I took some nuts and seeds, so a nice balance of sprouted walnuts, some macadamia nuts for the creaminess, and a few cashews and some hemp seeds. I put those in the blender. I made a nut milk. And then I said, what can I do with this nut milk to make it into an ice cream? And I went, you know, I have that collagen chocolate, Dutch chocolate collagen protein. I wonder how that would be. It's got a little stevia in it. It's sweet and it's chocolatey. So I put that in there and I added some extra vanilla flavor or hazelnut flavor is what I added to it. And I didn't even need to add any extra sweetener because it already had it. I put a pinch of salt in because it makes sweet come out. And I blended it up. I put it in my ice cream maker and I made, basically I turned my protein shake into chocolate ice cream. And what a joy to eat it. It was like, oh, it had the creaminess, the coldness, that consistency of ice cream that I've always loved. And now I've got a new ice cream recipe. So experiment. You know, part of maintenance and part of your next steps is to break out beyond and think about what your goal is with the food. The goal is to nourish yourself. The goal is to put yourself in a situation where your blood sugar stays steady, but your hormones and your glands are all getting balanced and getting the right nutrition and with low toxicity. So there's a lot of things. Oh, and I put broccoli sprout powder in there. Don't let me forget my broccoli sprout powder because that gave me some green. So there's fun ways that you can take some of the herbs and the foods that we talk about that are blood sugar balancing. And we'll talk more about this today, is some of these other areas that you're finding, like adrenal or thyroid, or sounded like digestion and adrenal were ones that really needed some help, that you can make some of these elixir recipes and turn them into ice cream. So you can have your elixir ice cream with reishi. Oh, I put cordyceps in there too now that I'm thinking about it. I was like, oh, let me put a little bit of mushroom powder in there and just give me some adaptogenic quality. So there's so much you can do with your food when you shift your mindset about it. When you don't think, well, I'm going to eat this healthy stuff till I get better and then I'm going to go back and eat the stuff I really like. What if you started thinking, how can I turn this healthy stuff that I'm wanting to incorporate, I get to incorporate into my day-to-day to bring balance to my body? How do I do that and still get the texture and flavor of what I love? You've seen me make pizzas online. You've seen me make pizzas in some of the videos. Like, pizza was always one of my favorites. Pizza and ice cream, favorite foods, right? I still get to eat pizza and ice cream. I just get to do it in a way that is very supportive of my body. And I love to think outside the box. I love to think in terms of, what can I add to this to fortify it without really affecting the taste, without making the taste go, you know, south on me. So I'm like, oh, I don't like this anymore. So this is the kind of way I want you guys to start thinking. And there's a lot of resources out there to help you do that. What I will hope is that as we continue, we do have another month of calls. I think our last one together as part of this group, this program, is the beginning of August. I think it's around the 7th or 8th. So it's almost a month from now. But I don't want to lose connection with you. I want to offer you and show you that there's ways for us to stay connected from as little as nothing cost-wise to a higher level of investment where you get a lot more of my private, my personal attention. So with that, I'm just going to check in on the, where are we? Oh, I lost my picture. So I'm just going to go back into, I used to have two of these Instantel seminars up so I could see you guys, and I kind of lost it. So I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to see you guys on the screen, and I'm going to see your chats. So type into the chat also how you're feeling about your comfort level with the new foods and the new activities that you've been doing. So I'm going to go to, there we are. So now I have these two things side by side. Chat. Okay. We got people from all over. All right. Thank you. Okay, cool. So let's get started. Can everybody says they could see my slides? So if you don't, like Lynn said, just hit the refresh button at the top. Or if that doesn't work, close out your browser altogether. Go back to your email and click the link in there. All right. Yay. So we're ready to get started. And like always, I'm not intended to be here to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified medical professional. I'm not giving you medical advice. What I want you to do is take everything that I teach you as ways to discover your body and ways to get in touch with your own body and whether it's in balance or out of balance so that you can make the right decisions. And I'm here to guide you, like if this, then that, but it's not a this for that approach. It's not like medical diagnosis. So I'm excited about that, that option. Karen says, I've been making chocolate ice cream for breakfast with avocado and frozen milks. Love it, right? Linda Lou says, I was able to eat 22 grams of sweet potatoes today with my lunch. Awesome. It's just, you know, as we start to experiment with this, one thing I'll caution you about is make sure when you eat those sweet potatoes, if you discover you can, that you stick to eating them with a lot of green vegetables so that you support them in getting broken down and then into the system and the insulin and all that. Because over time, if you do a 30-day metabolic reset and you go, oh, I can eat this again, I can eat that, you may get lazy or slack about it and just start eating the things without the support of the greens. And when you do that, then you can turn yourself back into another situation. Wendy says, I still have symptoms on the assessment test I took today, but happy with my progress and very empowered with new ways of eating. I'm so excited for you. Angela is having trouble with bursts in and timing of exercise with eating. Okay. So we'll talk about that in a bit. That's a good question to deal with. And if any of you missed Maria's thing on Monday, Lynn, do you know if that's been posted yet? Because Maria's thing was amazing on Monday in terms of exercise. And I still have to get an email out to tell you whether that's available yet. We've had a crazy week, so my team has been busy with lots and lots of stuff. So hopefully that's done. And I'll send out an email. Maria on that fitness call showed us some really easy ways to incorporate fitness into your busy lifestyle and taking into account your body. But the other thing she did, which is I'm so excited that she did, is she offered you guys to be part of her pilot of a program that she's doing on fitness for bone health, moving for bone health. And I've been asking her to do this for a long time. I want to say at least a year. And she's doing it, and she's offering for you guys a pilot and giving you like $100 off. So I know a bunch of you already did sign up, and I'm going to give you the opportunity because she's going to keep that coupon valid until, I think, Monday. Lynn, if you could get us to make a pretty link with that so I could say drritamarie.com/bonefitness. Would be a great one, and then I can just say it to people, and I can give it to that, and the coupon code is pilot. So I want you guys to know about that, because if she fills it up with us, she's just not going to even offer it to the public. She's just going to have it be this little cozy circle of sweet spot folks, and if she doesn't, then she's going to open it up. So let's see. Why is it not moving? Mercury in retrograde. All right. Can you guys hear me now? It bumped me out again. I'm getting tired of these messages that I'm getting about crazy. First it started out, I couldn't advance my slides. And then once I was able to advance my slides, I saw a message that you guys couldn't hear me anymore. So raise your hand, Star 2, or Lynn, if you can open up your line and let me know. That would be awesome. Let me know if you hear me. Hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, good. All right. Yep. Now, what was the last thing you heard me say? Was I doing the disclaimer thing and talking about the Maria thing?
Nope. Yeah, you were talking about Maria. And
getting the chat pretty
Yeah, and I put in the chat that her call is not up yet, and that was, and we were getting a pretty link, so that was.
Yeah, if you could get that pretty link together, you can put it in the chat. Just ask, or you can do it with us.
Francis is doing it right now.
Beautiful. All right, good.
Yep.
All right, guys. Phew! Linda Lucia on Facebook. Okay, cool. All right. Now you hear me. Okay, good. I'm going to make sure that the recording is. The recording's still going, so we'll edit this as a slide thing, so that'll be fine. All right. Sorry, guys. Lynn always talks about it. All the people that study astrology talk about this thing called Mercury in retrograde, and I used to think, laugh, okay, blame everything on the planets. And the last couple of days, since this Mercury retrograde, whatever has to do with the position of the planets or whatever, so many things have gone wrong with me technologically that I am like, I'm a firm believer now in Mercury and its alignment, and I revere to it. And I'm just, from now on, I'll just like go on vacation whenever Mercury is in retrograde. I don't know if that would be good either. I may get stuck in an airport in a strange city. Anyway, so this isn't intended to replace a qualified healthcare practitioner relationship, but I'm here to support you in discovering what's out of balance in your body and helping you to create the diet and lifestyle factors that are going to get you back in balance. And that's what we're really here for. We're here to find that place of perfect balance where you feel energetic, clear, focused, and unstoppable. Really unstoppable. And it's the union of balance among these five key lifestyle areas. And we're here to go over this whole thing with blood sugar imbalance, and we talk about how it didn't start yesterday, and diabetes doesn't start the year before you get diagnosed. The changes, the biochemistry has been going on for decades, and it's been wreaking havoc in your body for decades. So depending on how long that is will determine how long it'll take you to get completely back. But we're seeing so many amazing changes. We've seen at least two people who have reversed their diabetes. There's just the two that have told me during just this iteration so far in the program. And there's so many more and so many other things and amazing stuff that will happen as a result. So we go from this high insulin that nobody even notices because nobody's testing for, to some people get that thing like, I've been this way since I was 5, that if I went more than a couple of hours without meals, I was cranky. I had a son like this. My son, when he was little, he would just go into this mode, and we would literally go into his bedroom and open his mouth and stick food in it, and then suddenly he'd calm down. So he was in this mode of overproducing insulin really early on. And fortunately, we were able to get his diet under control
But it's challenging, right? This happens, and some of it's genetics and some of it's not. So then we go into what I call pre-insulin resistance, which many of you are in. Nobody ever told you were insulin resistant. Your blood sugar isn't over 100 in the morning, but when you start testing, you notice it's going up real high. And that's in the best place if that's where you're at for turning this around. But further, so many people start in insulin resistance and are able to reverse it. And so many people end up with metabolic syndrome, which is insulin resistance with high blood pressure and high cholesterol and all that. And I don't want any of you to get to diabetes, but many of you started out the program there. And at least two of you that I know have reversed it back into the range where you would no longer even be diagnosed as diabetic because of the changes in your blood. So this program is so, so valuable for this. And wait, there's more, right? Because all of this stuff is the tip of the iceberg, and there may be some other things that have been damaged over the years of the blood sugar. That if you didn't fix the blood sugar, you can try to fix your heart and kidneys and lungs and thyroid and adrenals, but not really get very far. So now that you know you're empowered to be able to take charge of your blood sugar and get it balanced, now it may be that some of those other things just cleared up on their own, like Beatrice, who reversed her Hashimoto's in 4 months on the program after having been on thyroid medication for, 50 years, and others like that. So, and some of you, it's different. You know, we have to look at your heavy metals. We have to look at your liver. We have to look at all the other factors, and it sometimes takes longer. So you guys have been moving. You guys have been, you know, really focused on the nutrition. I highly recommend, if you're not where you really want to be with the blood sugar, that you dig in deeper with the nutrition, that you experiment with some of those other supplements that we recommend. And if need be, get some personalized coaching to help you through this. And you can do that through a local naturopath or local functional medicine doctor, or you can reach out to us because we have people who've been trained, who are certified in insulin resistance coaching and can help you with that even after the program ends. The stress, honestly, who's doing their heart math 5 times a day like we recommend? Every time you eat, you should be doing it. Every single time you eat, you should be doing it. Why? Well, because that's how your food is going to get best digested. So if you're sitting on some symptoms that are high in your digestive area, the heart math can make all the difference in the world. So all of that before you go to bed, when you first wake up, and then whenever you need it, I will tell you, I've needed it a lot over the last couple of days. Last night we did a webinar and we had like almost 500 people on it, and my internet went down. And fortunately, we'd created a backup plan, but it took us about 5 minutes to get it back. And the sound wasn't all that good. And I was able to just keep in my focus and keep in my heart math and not get so frustrated and upset that I turned off my brain because I needed my brain to teach the class, right? And everything's recoverable. You know, when you start to get freaked out about something that happens, like the web went down or you lost your keys, stop and ask the question, did anybody die? Is the house burning down? No? Okay, breathe. Get yourself back into de-stress mode and work on it. Hungry tiger chasing you? You're in the dark alley and somebody's chasing you? Don't do heart math. It'll kill you. You've got to get it. You've got to stay in stress mode in those situations. But your son just flunked a math test, or your mother is being a pain and wants you to come over every 2 hours, or you've got, you know, Uncle George who thinks you're evil because you, whatever. Those are just minor things in the scope of life. Do your heart math. Do your tapping. Who went to the tapping thing yesterday? And I want to find out if that was helpful, because we're here to support you and give you lots and lots of tools. We're actually setting up with somebody who's a specialist in sleep, you know, a sleep and insulin resistance, and it might actually be this Monday, so we're hoping to get that set up quickly and let you know, but they're always recorded, because so many people are having issues with sleep. And the fasting webinar was one I did last night, mainly geared towards health practitioners, as a kind of a seeding for our 3-day live event that we're doing in, September, which is about fasting and intermittent fasting and how those affect metabolic disorders, and insulin resistance, of course, is a major metabolic disorder, and others. So that was what the thing was last night. Yeah, it was open to anybody that wanted to come. You might have missed my email, but you can still get in. Lynn, if you can put that link in there, they're welcome to get in because of the issues last night, we're doing a live one again on Saturday at 1 p.m., and it'll be hopefully recorded this time because last night didn't even get recorded. The internet was so bad. So, and Linda Lou said I attended the tapping. It was good. Yeah, you know, we had so many events this week, Linda Lou. It's very likely that it was just another Dr. Rita Marie one, and you might have thought it was a reminder. Yeah. So, but we actually sent it to everyone, not just the practitioner list, because some of our people are new, and we didn't know if they were practitioners. And it was a very good it's just a very good fasting, intermittent fasting, keto kind of overview that would be helpful for most people, even if you weren't a practitioner. It wasn't like we were talking about, you know, assessment tools for practitioners. Okay, so you didn't know about the fasting one either. Interesting, because we sent it out to pretty much everybody on our list. We didn't exclude anybody. So, Lynn, if you find that link, I think it's just drritamarie.com/fasting or whatever. Wendy wants to know, is the September Shine Conference also for non-practitioners? Anybody can come to it, but I forewarn you that if you don't like geeking out on some of the ways things work, so we're going to go deep. You know, we have Mike Mutzel talking about the science of autophagy and fasting and all that kind of stuff. So listen to the webinar on Saturday, and that'll give you an idea. But yes, anybody can come to the Shine Conference. You're welcome to. We have lots of non-practitioners come, but it's more of what I call the nutrition geeks, right? The people like who just like, well, Sandy Zeitman's a good example of people who just loves to dig on everything, and Paula and Jay and a few other people in here that I know of that love to just go deep and understand it for themselves and for their family. So anyway, you're willing to look at it. You should actually send them, don't send them there, Lynn, FTG Access. That's not the right link. Send them to the other one where they'll, because if they sign in there, they won't get reminders of the next one. So, you know, that's not a good place to send them. Send them to the one that's where the registration one is. Anyway, Meta says, feeling good, happy with weight loss, great. Fell off the wagon with big celebrations recently, but ready to get going again. Pleased with many new foods and recipes, long way to go. You know, it's interesting because I've been playing with these ice cream recipes, and I have a group of women friends that we try to meet on a monthly basis. It's been about 3 months since I've been doing it, and we vary from house to house. And this weekend it's at my house, and we're going to try to do some swimming. And I said, and I've got some new ice cream recipes I want to experiment with you on. And they're all like, yay, we love your recipe. But yeah, if you can get that other link, Lynn, it should be in the links list, and it says the registration for that one. Because otherwise they'll just get it, and then if they lose that link, then they won't get the reminders. If they go the other way, they'll get the reminders. Restful sleep, that's been a big issue, and we are planning to get you some more. So let me just say, if we go through these five pillars, we've added some extra unannounced bonuses to you, right? The movement we gave you with Maria, the stress we gave you with the tapping yesterday. We're planning on a sleep. The nutrition I give you all the time with lots of stuff, but if we need to get an extra call, it would be me because I'm the biggest nutrition geek I know. And then the timing we talk about all the time. So I think it's important. There it is, fasting deep dive. Thank you. Yeah, I think I'll click at that. I think it's Fasting Deep Dive, and it'll tell you about this seminar. If you're interested, just put your name and email address. Yeah, put your name and email address in there, and you'll immediately get access to the page where the information for Saturday is. Once we do the one Saturday and we get a good recording, then once you sign in and you use any of those links, you'll actually get to the recording because we want to give that access. So if you are interested in Shine, please check it out because Shine, we have some specials going on, like $100 additional discount, and then we also have some three really cool bonuses as well. Okay, so let me go back here. So here's the thing. We have it set up so on the page early on, the assessments page, you have your lifestyle assessments and body measurements and insulin resistance assessment. And then we tell you to go back and do those again on the maintenance page. So if you haven't gotten the maintenance page, you haven't seen it yet. But we also sent you an email earlier this week we sent you this, these two assessments. One, maybe it was three, but one was for glands and organ and hormones. So that had adrenal and thyroid, et cetera. The other was for organs, which had the digestion and heart and kidneys and all that. We might have sent you the nutrition one as well. So I'm looking forward to all that. So a lot of people say, okay, now we've done all this. I've done through the metabolic reset. Now what do I do? Well, we've given you some guidelines, but I want to take you a little bit more specifically on those next steps based on some of the stuff that you filled in. So we know that our healthcare system is broken, and I'm dedicated to changing it, and that's why I do so many practitioner-related things. But here's the thing, and this is what I teach in my programs and to the practitioners, is that we have to balance the basic foundations first. I mean, yeah, we can be working on the thyroid and blood sugar at the same time, but if you want to get your organs and your glands balanced, you've got to be focused on the fun, the rest, the exercise, the environment, the diet, the outlook, and the mindfulness. And we've gone through and given you tools for all of that. And I don't know if any of you noticed who were on Maria's call, but she had a picture that I'm going to be developing right here. She has made it into a poster and put it on her wall in her fitness training room. So digestion and blood sugar, right at the core. If we don't address the blood sugar and the digestion, no matter what you're doing for your hot flashes or for your cardiac issues or whatever, it can be helpful, but it's not going to get complete resolution because these things are core and basic, which is why I gave you those forms to fill out to just see what your scores are. And if you have scores of anything over 10 on any of them out of the green, because they give you a color chart, then they need work. And depending on how far off, determines how much work they need. But here's the trick in assessing those. If you've got anything that's out of balance above 10 in digestion and blood sugar, even if it's not the highest out of balance, like say your heart was out of balance on a red, if you don't address the digestion and blood sugar either simultaneously or before the heart, you're not going to get good development in the heart. So I always recommend if digestion or blood sugar are out of balance, that you address them. And I have these going up in lower by lower priority, not because the adrenals are less important, but what happens is bad digestion and poor blood sugar maintenance is going to stress out the adrenals. You've got to address the adrenals with your rest and your fun and your outlook and your mindfulness and all that, but you've also sometimes have to go in and address it. But if the way you're addressing your adrenals is I have an adrenal problem and I'm taking adaptogens and not working on the underlying lifestyle pieces, not working on the blood sugar or the digestion, you're going to have to take those adaptogens for the rest of your life and never really resolve the problem. And the same is true of thyroid. About a week and a half ago, I did a webinar, again, for health practitioners, but anybody could come, and it was about the connection between blood sugar and thyroid. So, yeah, that's a super important connection, and so many people have been on thyroid medication for decades, and they're, you know, having to adjust it constantly and never getting fully well because they're not addressing blood sugar. And that's what happened with Beatrice. Beatrice was, she had been on had been diagnosed with Hashimoto's when she was 14, had been on thyroid medication most of her life at, you know, from 14 to 65. And she didn't realize that once her blood sugar did go out of balance and the doctor said, huh, you have prediabetes, she came and joined Sweet Spot, which was called Before Be Gone back then, and she turned it all around in 4 months. She went back to the doctor and everything was clear. Now, not everybody has that. There's all kinds of nuances, but for her, the linchpin for getting her thyroid clean was her blood sugar. So it's really, really great. LaShawn says digestion is horrible. We've got to get your digestion cleaned up in order for you to be able to get everything else in balance. So the blood sugar goes a long way in helping that, but now it's time to turn that around. And Liz says my scores were all horrible. Okay, so we're going to talk to you about what to do with that. So the next would be the thyroid and then sex hormones and organs. But unfortunately, even in functional medicine and even herbalists or naturopaths, somebody presents with hot flashes, they generally walk out with either prescription for bioidenticals or some herbs or prescription for some testing to do for it, which is fine. But without looking at the digestion, blood sugar, adrenal, thyroid, and sex hormones, the sex hormones won't balance. And without actually looking at the basic principles, and these principles spell the word freedom, fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. And I find that that's the core of everything that we do. And Angelica, thank you. Yes, the best news is we have so many tools to help you. Oh, good. Thank you. Lynn just put in a link towards Maria's thing, the dr.edenmarie.com/strongbones, and that's going to give you access to Maria's course. Make sure you put in the thing pilot, P-I-L-O-T, to get in as part of the pilot and get the discount. Okay, so there we have to start. So that's where we've been. And we know that when we just take those symptom relief jobs, it's like pulling out the battery in the smoke detector and letting our house burn down, and we don't want that for you. So we had to start the program with what's your big why. And a lot of people like to skip this part. But when you know your big why, when you know it, when you live it, when you feel it, when you're connected with it, that's when you stick to the lifestyle activities as best you can, no matter what the circumstance. For me, my big why is I just want to feel this way, the way I feel now, and my mental clarity and my ability to accomplish things and my fitness level, I want to stay this way and even get better as I age rather than to go downhill. And so I won't, you know, I love ice cream. I love butter pecan. I love Rocky Road. I love ice cream. It was my favorite food in the world. But I would never, ever, ever choose it because I know what it's going to do to my health. I won't do it because I'm not willing to risk my health. One of my clients said to me after we'd worked together in our energy recharge in our circle, she was about 6 or 7 months in, and she'd had some serious stuff going on in her past, like cancer. And she said, you know, the way I live my life right now is don't exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment. And just think about that. Don't exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment, right? Oh, right now I really want chocolate cake. So I'm going to exchange my desire to feel full of energy and vibrant for the chocolate cake in the moment. And so when you keep that in mind, what do I want most? Yay. Yay. And these are ladies that, these are my heroes, right? Up at the top is our young spring chicken, Ernestine, who's only 83. But look at that body. I mean, any of us would want that body at any age, right? You could look at somebody in their 20s and doesn't have a body like that. Gorgeous. That takes 4 hours a day to work out, but she still can do it. You don't have to quite be looking quite as buff as her and not have to work out for 4 hours a day. But that's what you can look like. And she wasn't like that her whole life. In her 50s, her sister got cancer, and she was kind of overweight and, you know, couch potato, and she said, I need to do something to really get my health back. And she found fitness and weightlifting, and she's really inspiring. I've watched some of her Facebook Lives. Ernestine, I forget her last name, but she's got this Facebook Live channel, and she takes people on walks, and she's very motivating and inspiring. And then, what's her name here? Joanne, I think, is her name, the person on the bars. Look at her. She's a gymnast. Now, you can tell by looking at her hair and her face that she is not in her 20s or 30s, right? You can tell that. But you would think so looking at what she's doing. Even people in their 20s and 30s can't do that. It's usually those young spring chickens in their teens and 20s. But she's maintained this. And she's had injuries. She's hurt her feet. She had to lay off of it for a while. And she's really been dedicated to sticking to her why. She loves doing gymnastics, and she's still doing it competitively. Look, she's in front of a crowd there. And there's a lot of her. You can go to YouTube and see some of her stuff on YouTube, and it's really inspiring. And then our friend down at the bottom, she has the same birthday as I, April 4th, only she's 94. So she's got about 31 years on me. Look at that. I'd want to do that. She also does trapezes. And she, again, has a really cool Facebook page and always posting these inspiring things like, you can do it. It doesn't matter. I don't care what your age is. Ernestine Shepherd, thank you. And then, so these are people who are inspirations to me. So if ever I want to go, oh, yeah, I'm too old for that, no, I'm not. And I want to be, I don't aspire to be a gymnast anymore. Maybe I will. Again, I used to be a gymnast. and I, but I let it go for a long time. I'd love to be able to go back and do that again. I just right now in my life don't have the time for the practice. And I don't, you know, I would love to look like Ernestine and have that kind of a build, but I don't have 4 hours a day to spend doing it. So I'm going to spend what time I do have and maintain the level of fitness I do have, which is pretty good, and it keeps me feeling good. What is it that you want more than anything? Do you want to be out in nature? Do you want to be able to plant an herb garden? Do you want to be able to roll on the floor with your grandkids? Do you want to go on hikes? Do you want to have, what freedom do you want in your life? What goals do you have for your life? That's going to inform your decisions, guys. That's what it's going to help you to stick with what you've learned here in the sweet spot and take it further, take it next. And yes, they are amazing and inspiring. So Lynn just posted Ernestine and Joanna's posts up there. And I, you know, I don't remember the other one's last name. So your big why, your big vision, is it to be healthy, to drop weight, to get fit? And if it's to drop weight, ask why. Why do you want to drop weight? Do you want to drop weight so you can be healthier, so you can do more, so that you look better, so you have more confidence? Do you want to take a trip around the world or start a new career? We have so many of our folks in our nutritional endocrinology that have joined our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training at the age of 70 or above, and many in their 60s, because they want a new career, because they want to take what they've learned and passionate about doing with their own health and their family's health and take it to another level. Passion driven. Like Janet, you see her, if you're in ERC, you've seen Janet on quite a number of our calls, and you may be lucky enough to be in one of her coaching groups. And she's in her 70s, believe it or not. You wouldn't believe it by looking at her. We have an optometrist who's down San Antonio, right here in Texas near me, and she's like 71, and she's like a little whippersnapper. What do you want to be doing? Do you want to be sitting in a rocking chair when you hit 70, or do you want to be out there making a difference or just having fun in the world or writing a novel or hiking the Grand Canyon? And when you can keep really connected to that on a day-by-day basis, that's what's going to help you to take the next and the next and the next steps into stepping into the life of your dreams. So what is possible for you is that you have plenty of energy for fun and family and relationships. And even if it doesn't feel that way now, even if you've made some strides but not all the way, it is totally possible for you. I've seen it. It's possible for you to get that brain back and be focused and clear and skyrocket your success. Like I said, we have a number of people who join our practitioner training and learn this whole new way of being in their 60s and 70s. And it's possible to be fully present with your loved ones and have fulfilling relationships instead of, I'm too tired, let me go to sleep, or cranky and irritable. And you have the tools right now that have taken you to where you are right now, and you can continue to use those tools. And we're going to help you to identify where the imbalances are so you know what your next tools are. So we had you fill out the hormones and gland assessment. And if you haven't already done them, those are links. I think we have some new links to them, but those links still work. And Lynn, if you have the current links, you can put them in the chat too from whatever we sent out in the email as well. So what is organs and glands and hormones and glands, and what is body systems? And we've broken them up each into about 5 different parts. When you finish filling it out, you will get an email, and the email will have a PDF attachment to it. And in that PDF attachment is your results. And when you get the results, you're going to see a chart that says you're green, which is good job, super job. You're right there. This organ and gland system seems to be working well. Keep up the good work. Blue, which is it's a little bit out of balance, and just attention to a few things is going to help bring it back in balance. Yellow is saying it's getting into a warning range. Orange is a big problem in that area, and red is it's urgent, it's critical, and you must take care of it right away. So if you have any reds, circle them and put them on, like put numbers next to them. If you have any number at all, any color at all other than green in blood sugar and digestion, then number one, you need to continue to work on getting your blood sugar in balance, and you need to also work on digestion. So if digestion's there, you're going to have to start working on the digestion. So much of what we taught you in blood sugar balance and sweet spot helps your digestion, right? We helped you with gut dysbiosis, which is bad bugs, not directly, but by giving you the tools to eat in such a way that you feed the good microbiome and not the bad one. Angelica said, these assessments are worth at least 3 visits from the doctor, well worth the time to take them. It is. It's true, because they're not going to get into this depth with you. They're just going to try to put you into a diagnosis box and give you a medication to take, to take care of it, or say, yeah, you're fine. You know, come back when your organ's damaged and diseased. Why don't you? So John Avani says, I don't see one called digestion. No, because there's 5 called digestion. One is called upper GI, so it's low stomach acid or excess stomach acid, pancreas and small intestine, liver, gallbladder, and large intestine. I'm going to take a sneeze. Excuse me. So there's 5 of them. So we broke it down into the parts of the digestion. If any of those parts are out of balance, then we work in it. Usually with the digestion, we work on any of the parts that are not green, and we work from top to bottom. So if there's something going on in your upper GI, your mouth not chewing enough, your head not calming down before you eat, your stomach and esophagus, maybe the lining is irritated, then that's what we're going to work on first. We go in the order, and then we're going to work on the pancreas, and then we're going to work on the small intestine. And so we're kind of going down sequentially through. That's how we lay it out in our program called GRAND, Gut Repair and Alkalizing Nutrition for Digestion. But we take you through step by step to get it in balance. A lot of the tools and techniques you've already learned in Sweet Spot, and it's a matter of doing it. These are the assessments that were sent in the mail. Yes. In the email. Barbara says, I'm grateful what's happened to me this far. I'm determined to keep all the new habits. Yes. I love the 15 pounds more weight loss and hope to maintain it. Yes. You hope to maintain it. I'm going to change that to I intend to intend to maintain it. Right? Because a lot of times when we say hope, we give up our power. And a lot of this is in your power. Yeah, you may hit a plateau and then you're going to need some help, like help you to get over that. But I would say I intend to, because that's what your subconscious hears. I love that, Barbara. I know my body has a lot of adjusting to do. Yes. I intend. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. GRAND is not generally offered live like this. We usually offer it as a self-study. And we take people through it in our Energy Recharge Inner Circle, our year-long program. But you get access to GRAND when you get into GRAND, and you get 3 months of office hours coaching calls, so you can come and ask questions from it. Karen says, I intend to maintain my 20-pound weight loss. It's awesome. So any of these that you have a problem with, start with the one that says hormones and glands. Look at that. Start with the one that says body systems and look at digestion first. If anything's out of alignment there, we got to go there. If anything's out of alignment on hormones and glands in the blood sugar, then you know what to do. We're going to have you continue to do it. And then the third one would be to look at your adrenals. But also you want to look at your habits, right? What's contributing here? The habits we've taught you are invaluable for getting everything in balance, right? We've taught you about going out and doing your heart math every day. Let's have fun with this, right? Getting sleep, cleaning up your environment. We did talk about that a little bit, not as much as we maybe do in our Body Freedom program, our ERC program, but definitely talk about that. So you want to look at this realistically. And we also have in our other programs. So these are the foundations. Whoops, I just accidentally threw a, I don't know if you see that. I don't know how to get rid of that. Let's see. Nope, that's what's the presentation. All right, well, those lines are there. But Body Freedom Foundations, it's foundational diet and lifestyle that you need to be looking at, and it spells freedom, fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. And in our Energy Recharge, some of you are in there, we actually take you through a quiz to figure that out. And there's your like graphical example of what happens if one of those pillars, one of those legs gets knocked out from under you or gets out of balance. It knocks the table off balance, and it knocks the organs out of balance, and it takes you from being nice and in tree pose into being out of balance. Really important for everything. And if you're not sleeping, you've got to figure out why. You absolutely must figure out why. And the reason we called it the Body Freedom Foundations is because I believe that when you can get that under control and you can get your body feeling great, you're free. You're free from your body encumbrance. You don't have to say, oh, I can't do that because I'm too tired. I can't do that because I, you know, I have a headache. No, you can just choose to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. So there's our pyramid. Those of you in our ERC program know that, and those of you in the other, yeah. So one called digestive function. Okay. It's the body systems and organ assessment, yes, and it's the first five. So there's two actual questionnaires, two PDF docs. One is called the body systems and organs, and the first five in there are the digestive tract. Got it? Okay, good. All right. So how do you keep getting support here, right? So make your list and prioritize. If you've got anything out of balance in blood sugar, just make it a point to just keep going with the sweet spot and the metabolic reset and start to incorporate more of the modules, the advanced stuff. If you have anything going on in your digestion, highlight that because you've got to work on that. You've got to get through the digestive thing. If you have if you want to continue to have help with us and stay connected to us, there's a lot of ways you can do it. I know most of you are part of the Unstoppable Health Facebook group, but if you're not, then go ahead and join it. And you just go to Facebook and look for Unstoppable Health. That's where you can continue to get support, and it's across platforms, across programs. A lot of people from a lot of programs that we do, but also people who aren't in any other program. We also have what's called the Vital Community, and we've given you guys a taste of that so far. We've given you the ability to come to the calls for, we've sent you links to the calls for the kitchen show, but with the we've given you access to the Q&A calls. If you want to continue with that and actually get to be on three calls a month with me and my team, one is in the kitchen, and then you get the recording and the book for that. One is a health topic. The other day we did one on vitamin D and sunshine. We do those once a month, sometimes me, sometimes our health practitioners in our training program. And then the third one is just an open Q&A, which you've been on before. Those are three calls a month. It's very inexpensive. I think it's like 20 bucks a month, 25 bucks a month. Or you can get a whole year for like 150 or 100, 200 or something like that. When you upgrade to premium on the Vital Community, you are going to get access to 7.5 years of recordings of kitchen shows on every topic imaginable with all the videos and all of the recordings. So it's really invaluable to the recipe guides. And then all of the health topics and then Q&As if you wanted to watch that. So that's a really good place to start with support from us. The green cleanse we do periodically. We mostly, it's available as a self-study. And those of you who are in our Energy Recharge Inner Circle and our Body Balance program have actually gotten access to the green cleanse. And we did it just recently. Lynn led it. So we're going to start to do that more, and mostly that's probably going to be led by Lynn or some of our other practitioners, so that it frees me up to be working on the more in-depth stuff and more with the practitioners to train them to be able to do that. Lynn did an amazing job. I heard some really awesome feedback for what she did. Then we have our gut repair program. And what we do with each of these is similar to what we did with the blood sugar program, with the sweet spot, is that we take you through a process. Now, the only one we really do live anymore is with all the extra calls in the community is the sweet spot, just not because we don't think it's important, but just because we don't have an unlimited team size and I'm only one person. And whenever I'm doing this, it's huge. I mean, it's just really a huge issue. Then we have our correcting adrenal fatigue and exhaustion. And these, again, can be done self-paced. And they also can be done as part of the energy recharge or the body balance. I'll tell you about that in a moment. And then we have a thyroid program. So we have all these programs to help you with the specific areas. I highly recommend that you go through them all in the order that is listed on the pyramid. So starting with digestion and blood sugar, and then adrenal and thyroid. The green cleanse can be done any time. And then into higher level programs. Then we're working with our practitioners and our practitioner training to bring some more advanced stuff, like Maria's doing the bone health, fitness for bone health one. And we've got another practitioner who hopefully will soon have her hormone, like female hormone program finished, so we can offer that to you. So we're looking at, you know, expanding the offerings, but I don't want to overwhelm people either. So we created a program last year called the Body Balance Solution, which just actually is a combination of all those programs, the gut, the adrenal, the thyroid, and then it's the Body Balance has all of those plus the cleanse. And then we always have personalized coaching. And when you decide you want to do that, you can sign up for one session and have one of our coaches evaluate and see what you really need. Pick one of the programs and have you do personalized coaching with that. So say you really, the next step for you would be gut, then you do the gut with the personalized coaching. You come to the once a month, right? Calls that you can get support from me, and then you have your private coach to take you through it. And then at the end of that is our energy recharge inner circle, which is basically, they're in my inner circle. We only take 40 to 50 people a year in that, and you get everything. You get everything, including the personalized coaching, private coaching, more calls with me for small group. We have retreat days, and basically it's you're getting taken through a process. And I'm going to tell you more about each of these in just a moment. I just wanted to give you the big overview. So when we first start people in something like our energy recharge or the body balance before they start into all the other programs, we have this Body Freedom Foundation scorecard. It's about 12 pages long, and it goes through each of the foundations, fun and sleep and et cetera, and gives you a score on those. So you know what you need to be focusing on and where you need to balance in your foundations. And it kind of looks like this. You get a score at the end. You get a score. It tells you what the maximum score is. You put your score, and then you get a percentage. And then if you have a percentage that's high, it'll tell you on each of these pages what the scores are that gives you the priority. You can mark this, and now you have this report card for yourself to know where you need to be focusing your attention. Because you may think, I'm eating all the right foods and blah, 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 but it could actually be a problem with one of the basic core parts. So somebody just asked, when can we sign up for Body Balance? We're going to be, I'll tell you more about that as we go through this. Lynn's preempting a little bit to get you all those links, because it's just going to be confusing with all those links. But I want to just give you, how do you find out more and how do you figure out what's best for you? What is your best next? So, yeah, Body Balance, like Angela like says, is ongoing. It's self-paced. You can actually come in at any time. Unlike Energy Recharge Inner Circle, which you can only enter once a year right now, hopefully in the future it'll be different, but right now we open it up every summer. And it starts September, but you get pre-work and all that to get started right before that. You get access to the site and everything, but the actual live calls start. And with that, oh, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. You actually get a getting to know you call with me. It's a group in one setting. We have you fill out a detailed questionnaire, and I get to know each and every person. That's why it's only 40 to 50 people. And you get my personalized attention. You get on a group call, and I'll look up your labs. I'll read your labs with you. It's so much amazing support with that program, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. So we also have nutrient scorecards. And then we offer these as part of, I think, the Grand Program, Body Balance, and ERC. We offer these nutrient scorecards. And that's what this looks like. It's just got this amazing set of questions on how well you're balanced in your nutrients. Okay, so we get a nutrient scorecard. You have a problem with vitamin A or B, or it goes on and on. The vitamins, the minerals, the fatty acids, and the amino acids. And this is how we start people off. We want to know where your imbalances are and how we can support you in the foods, the supplements, the herbs, the lifestyle factors to help bring your nutrients into balance. Because metabolic disorders, which is what sweets, the out of balance blood sugar is, and what cardiovascular and cancer, you might have seen that cancer is a metabolic disease. it basically, these disorders start with deficiencies and excesses and then genetic inborn errors of metabolism in certain pathways. And we really need to get your nutrients in balance. So we start with, here you guys started with the blood sugar, and you have so much to do in there, and you're getting yourself in the direction. But now we're looking at, are you fine? Great. You're good, right? Just maybe you want to join the Vital community so you can come back every month and find out more and just keep enhancing and getting better. But a lot of you still have some imbalances that need to be addressed. These are some of the forms that we have for tracking. And we have multiple columns so you can look at your vitamin D at one point, and you can look at it 3 months later, 6 months later, whatever, and have these really cool trackings. And in Body Balance and ERC, we give you access to this big, it's what we call a master health tracker. It's an amazing spreadsheet. So in terms of testing, you know, a lot of people want to know about testing. Now, within the scope of Sweet Spot, we allowed you to submit your tests when you did hemoglobin A1C and ketones and all these other things that are related to blood sugar. And there's so much more, right? So you'll see those listed there. But there's a lot of tests that you can do for digestion, blood sugar, for the adrenals, for thyroid, for your sex hormones, and for your organs. So I threw this chart in here just for you to see. Don't get discouraged if you still have some things going on, that there's so many ways that we can go deeper with testing, and importantly is deeper with the lifestyle habits and things that you can do to bring each of these in balance. So, you know, there's very simple lifestyle things like under blood sugar, you'll see low glycemic diet, bursts, mini vacations, meal timing, specific nutrients, sleep, specific herbs. These are all the things we talked about in the program. For digestion, you'll see there's some others. Well, the pre-meal ritual, which was important, we taught you in the blood sugar, but really it's about digestion, right? Chewing, we taught you about that. Enzymes, probiotics, various herbs for the digestive tract. Some of you have asked us questions on some of these calls, and we've given you information about that. But there's some advanced stuff in there, like parasite protocols and all. And some of you got access to, as a bonus, a subset of some of those things. So now would be the time, if you're not going to move forward with us in either the energy recharge, or if you're not going to go into like the digestion, at least start with that bonus. And not all of you got it, and it was an early sign-up bonus, but if you go to the page that's on the extras menu and it says bonuses, if you would qualify for it, you should see that support. So we basically gave you guys who, you know, were early adopters and jumped right in and joined Sweet Spot, we gave you some strategies for digestion, adrenals, and thyroid. Those were part of the bonus packet. And they're, like I said, starting points, and if you need to go deeper, we'll take you deeper in either those programs or Body Balance or ERC. Unstoppable Health Roadmap. This is something we use in our ERC program, and I think we give you access to this in Body Balance as well. It's the Unstoppable Health Roadmap. And what that basically is identifying on one page your obstacles, your lab test problems, your symptoms, your goals, your positive habits, etc. And then you can make amazing strides in moving forward. So it's not a matter of giving up because you haven't gotten to your goals in every area. You really were focusing on blood sugar, and some of you can see the spillover of the improvements in blood sugar taking you into improving your digestion. But we do have the Happy Belly system in the program. We call it the Happy Belly Recipe Guide. We have a Happy Belly Everything. So we have a place where you assess, and then you optimize the top. You do some leaky gut repair. You do some candida and parasite cleansing, SIBO protocols. We talk about the SCD FODMAP diets, and are those something you need to be doing? Specific carbohydrates is what that means. Transit time assessment, optimize elimination, and optimize the liver and gallbladder. So if you had scores that showed up in the liver, gallbladder, or any parts of the digestion, this program would be super helpful for you. And then this was just, talking about that in Ocean Robbins, he just, you know, he raves about this program. And every now and then we do it live when he wants to do it for his program. How long do you have to go through the bonuses, Jahavani? As long as you need to. But I recommend that you look at your numbers and you start going through them right away. But yeah, they're just there. You can, and you can download them. Here's the thing. You can download everything of mine. My colleagues say to me, why do you let people download? You should just let them access through the site. I said, because I want to empower you for life, not just when you're in my program. So you have access to everything that's in those bonuses. You just download them. Just click download and put it on your computer. And if you have to get one of those little mini hard drives for like 20 or 30 bucks or a little USB stick and download it information there. And if you're worried about your hard drive filling up. For adrenals, right, we take you through a process of assessing your adrenals. Of course, reiterating the stress transformation that you've already learned here. We have some adrenal balancing daily rituals we teach you about. We teach you about the nutrition. We have a book called The Lift Your Libido Guide, which is a hormone balancing herbal elixirs. And we take you through a 30-day adrenal reboot. There's a recipe guide. There's a menu plan guidelines. It's not as extensive as in Sweet Spot, but it's there. We teach you how to read your labs. The saliva test, and we'll soon be adding to that the Dutch test. We don't have that added yet. Wendy wants to know, is Happy Belly part of Body Balance? Yes, it is. It's module 2 in Body Balance. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And then our thyroid revive and thrive. And you go through that. You can step by step through it. And again, come to the office hours calls that you get access to. So you could buy each of these programs individually. Each one runs around the similar to what Sweet Spot is. Or you can get them as a bundle, and I'll share with you how you can get them as a bundle. So we want to help you restore the guidelines, help you look at the medications that might be interfering, what are the habits, what are the things that you need to do, and then 30-day thyroid reset. And we have part of that is the thyroid balancing step-by-step video and booklet. And it basically teaches you all the kinds of thyroid imbalances, how to help you know which one you might have, because your doctor's not going to tell you. Most of the conventional doctor MDs don't look at thyroid conversion issues or thyroid receptor resistance or too much of the thyroid binding globulin, not enough of the thyroid binding globulin, and all of the autoimmune pieces. So we really take you through it in an easy to understand, very affordable, but very straightforward way, right? For less than the cost of going in and getting a functional medicine exam from a doctor, you're going to have the whole program. And, you know, not to say you can't do both, but it'll help you, because that doctor that you go in, the naturopath or functional chiropractor or functional MD, is not going to have the time to sit with you in his office, her office, to go through all that you'll go through in this program. My goal is to empower you to take charge of your health. You own your body. You never were given the owner's manual like you were when you bought your car or your vacuum cleaner. This is the time to take charge of your body and really, really own it. And then in our Energy Recharge is the only place where we actually do the nutrigenomics. And this is an amazing module. It's probably got, oh, my God, it's got so many cases in there, and it's got so much education in there on how to use your genetic testing to determine and help you to identify. We're going to go through some of this on the 2-day live stream workshop that we're doing in July. We're offering that for $97. For those in ERC, you got it for free. But ERC gets everything for free, by the way, just so you know, except for the practitioner program. But we take you through, we have group calls where I go through everybody's genetics. We take you through, you can ask me questions on calls, and I can help you to put in place. But this one's only in our Energy Recharge Inner Circle, because it's pretty intensive and time intensive. Or if you do a private coaching with one of the coaches, and we have to know that, you know, up front that we include that. But here's the job. Your job is to get the boulder out of the way, to figure out what's in the way of you having the health you want to. What are the habits? What are the thought patterns? What are the old traumas? What are the energetics? What are the foods, the exposures, right? Who gets everything for free is ERC, Energy Recharge Inner Circle. And we'll tell you how to find out more about that and join us for that or apply to join it, because we only take 40 people and there are like 500 of you in sweet spots. So we don't have room for everybody. But the sooner you sign up, the more you're going to be getting a seat. And I'll tell you more about that. So you got to get the boulders out of the way and don't exchange what you want in the moment for what you want most. All right. So it's all about getting yourself in balance. So we created last year because a lot of people wanted to get into our Energy Recharge Inner Circle, but it wasn't the time. We only opened it up in the summer. And so we wanted them to be able to get access to a lot of the modules, the thyroid, the adrenal, et cetera, and be able to walk themselves through it, but also get support, to also get an extra monthly call with me in addition to office hours so we can get support. And we also have little integration groups with that as well. So it's all about balance, and so we created that body balance, and we're now about to open up the Energy Recharge Inner Circle. So you guys are getting priority. Actually, we're talking to you about it before anybody else. So you guys and the body balance folks and the people in ERC, the Energy Recharge Inner Circle, who want to get back in, get priority. We will not open this up to the public until July 27th to 28th. So we're going to open it up to you guys. If it fills, we will not open it to the public on July 27th to 28th as planned. We will just open up body balance to those folks. So if this, as I explain it to you, is somehow something that you want to get into, I'm going to give you a link that you can get to sign up, put a deposit down, and then figure out what level. And we call it the Energy Recharge Inner Circle. The Unstoppable Health Energy Recharge Inner Circle, you might see on some of the documents as well. It's a circle of 40 to 50. That's it, all we take for the year right now. And you get access to a coaching team where you meet with a small group, like six people or so, every month with your small coaching team, two coaches to six people or sometimes less that show up on those calls. So you're basically getting this amazing two-on-one, two-on-whatever, group where you get coached on a monthly basis. You also get access to me on a monthly basis. You also get access to me in virtual retreats, and you get access to every piece of content that we've ever made. You basically get access to all the modules I've talked about. You get access to something we call the Body Freedom System, where you have in each of those Body Freedom module areas, fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, mindfulness, outlook and mindfulness. You have access to multiple modules and videos and trainings and tools and tips and daily strategies that you can actually use on a regular basis, and you get guided every step of the way. So it's a pretty amazing program. We look at evaluation, discovery, relieving you, yeah, helping you get over symptoms, but really about balancing you and supporting you to living the life of your dreams. A testament to this is usually at least half of the people who did it last year come back and do it again, not because they didn't get what they needed, but because they did get what they needed, but they recognize that they really want the support and the community. People get close, they get really connected with each other. And we basically provide you with education, love, gratitude, and support. And we think that all of these things are important. Right now, I'll tell you about the levels, but if you go to drritamarie.com/ERC-select-level, we are going to be offering you an early sign-up of that. That is the special early investment price that we're going to be offering to people when they sign up during the two-day live stream, if we have seats left. We're giving you $1,000 off of that, which is quite amazing, just to thank you for being part of Sweet Spot. But those seats may not last very long. We also are going to have a special bonus bundle, which we always make it special for the people who sign up early. We haven't put that bundle together, but last year I will say it included extra trainings, lab tests and interpretations, and so much more. So even without it, the investment is amazing. So I want to show you we don't want everybody in the program. And like we talked about earlier, gratitude's important. And I saw so many of you saying gratitude. And, you know, these are the people I love, the people who want to dig. Linda Lee, you've been so good. Bonnie, I see you posting all the time. And Sandy and so many others, we see you posting. We see you engage. We see you supporting other people as you're supporting yourself. That's the kind of people we want in ERC. And people become really dear friends in going through this. And we meet on Zoom on a regular basis, usually at least once a week. We meet on Zoom. We had a call this afternoon with the Gold and Gold Plus group, and I just love being on those calls. And we just really connect, and they support each other, and they're there for each other. If anything's going on in their families, they get to know each other, and they support it. You may not have that in your community. You may be the oddball out in your community, and community is a huge part of this. So it's not for you if you don't want to make diet and lifestyle changes. Well, you're here, so you do. You're fine. If you have a tendency to be negative and whine and complain and blame everybody else for your results or lack of results, then this isn't the program for you, because we're here about supporting and bringing everybody up. If you'd rather me just tell you what to do and you don't want to understand why, probably not the best program. You can do a private coaching program with one of our coaches. But here we're about educating you and empowering you to take charge of your health for the rest of your life. And if you're the type, some of you are, that love to dig in and figure it out on your own, fine, you know, do that, because I admire that. That's who I am. That's how I got to where I am right now. That's how I've learned. But that's in my health area, in, you know, the business aspects and other aspects. I get coaches all the time. And you just don't. Here's something you may not be aware of, but if you're afraid to discover how powerful and full of vitality you really are, if you're just, that isn't part of what you want, you don't want to know, then this isn't a program for you, because that's what's going to really put you on the table and help you to figure out what's been holding you back. That's what this is about. What's been holding you back? How can we put in the diet, the lifestyle? How can we get you the right testing, interpret those testings for you so you know what to do? All of that stuff happens in the inner circle. And it's a powerful experience, so powerful that we have people that come back year after year for more. So if you want, you can choose a deposit. If you don't know what level you want to get in at, you're welcome to do that. If you go for silver, we don't know exactly how many spots. It's going to be whatever's left over after we fill the gold and the gold plus. But we are only taking about 20 in the gold and 5 in the gold plus. And there will probably be a couple of people from the gold plus this year that will come back, and they'll get priority. So there's not a lot of seats. The difference between the levels is the level of one-on-one support that you get. In silver, you get access to 2 coaches. You get access to several, like I think 3 one-on-one consultations with them to help them get to know you. You don't get any one-on-ones with me. You just get access to me on the group calls. So you get one-on-one, but in a group setting. But we don't actually just get to meet you and me on the phone for an hour and a half. In gold, you get 1 call with me. That's a comprehensive lab analysis. So you get your labs done according to what your coach says, you know, you need, or what I say you need based on what I know about you. And then we sit down for an hour and a half and map it out. That happens in gold. Plus, you have access to a private coach that you meet with a couple of times at the beginning to get to know you and map out your plan. And then at least once a month after that, sometimes twice a month after that, to really hone in addition to the rest of the support. Plus, there's all kinds of extra bonuses and goodies and things like that that you get at the different levels. But you can read about it, and I'll tell you how you can read about it. When you get to this page, which is at drritamarie.com/ERC-selects-level, it'll say download the invitation. You see that at the top? That'll give you the invitation and all the details about it. Now, that hasn't been updated to this year, and every year we add some new things or we shift things around to make it even more valuable. So what I guarantee you, if you sign up before we get that new one out there, and I highly recommend you do so the spots are there, that you'll get everything that's listed in that document plus whatever we've added. And those of you who did that last year, I think Claudia was one of them that just like grabbed it right away. You know that we just added on, you got more than what you actually thought you paid for at $1,000 off. So it was pretty cool. And there's a silver level to the gold level. And the gold plus level also gets additional quarterly check-ins with me, and then some extra labs that are, we give you the labs as part of that, and then you get analysis of those labs with me. We also include extra calls with other people besides me, like Laura Fine to help you with the emotional blocks, or Kimberly Ward. Both of those people work on that. We've offered kitchen extras, kitchen goodies, where you can have a coach. Karen Osborne was working with people three times to get in the kitchen and really fine-tune your menus. We had a fitness bonus where Maria would get privately work with you. So the Gold Plus gets a whole lot more, but again, there's only five spots because my time is limited in terms of that. And then I'm putting this back in. I kind of mentioned that I'd offer it last year and I didn't, but we will take only two, at most two. I may not take any if we don't find the right people, for what's called Diamond. And that's basically going to require that I interview you, make sure that we're a good fit, and you're basically going to get my cell phone number. You're going to get to be able to meet with me once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever works for us. We set a scheduled time where we get together and we just keep working you through all the pieces. And if there's other people I feel like we need to bring in, like, you know, that'll include some things with, say, Laura Fine or Karen or other people, then we'll just replace some of my calls with you with some of these other experts that we bring in to take you through whatever you need. It's a very high-end program, and it's not cheap, but we've had probably maybe 15 to 18 people go through it over the years. Phenomenal experience, and I'm happy to talk to you about it. What you need to do that would be to decide that you're going to do the Gold Plus because it's a higher investment than that. So if you feel like, okay, I can handle a higher investment, sign up for the Gold Plus, grab your spot there, and then put a note or send us a note that says, I really want to talk to Dr. Rita Marie about being in the Diamond program, okay? It's going to be out of reach for most people in terms of the investment. It's something I wish I could do for everybody because of the transformation that happens, but there's only one of me right now. So if that's something you're interested in, sign up for the Gold Plus, and then we'll just give it to you. And, again, the promo code will work for any of it. You'll get $1,000 off regardless of which program you decide to do. I'm very excited. Like I said, we offered this last year at our two-day live stream, and it sold out. We'd already sold some people in it before, but it completely sold out. And if you guys take the spots and then our ERC returnees take the spots, body balance people take the spots, then we're just not going to open it up at that. We'll just offer that people can come into body balance. Body balance is a phenomenal program. You just don't get the one-on-one coaching and you don't get as much support and you don't get as much, but it's a phenomenal program. And if you get it now, you're going to get it at an amazing investment. And this is just an outline of, you know, you get all the modules, you get everything that I've ever created, probably some extra stuff that you've probably never seen before because we don't offer it to the public, and then the group coaching calls, and then the gold, you get more, you get office hours support with me that's just a smaller group once a month, and then monthly, quarterly reviews with your coach and one-on-ones with your coach. Initial consultations and all with your coach and a lab consultation call privately with me. And if you do the full pay investment, we're going to give you a Dutch test, and then you get a Dutch test call with me to go over all your hormone balances. And then the Gold Plus, I told you about that. It's all the stuff in gold and silver, and the quarterly calls with me, the energy block breakthroughs, the kitchen calls. And the full pay, we give you a choice of two different lab tests that you can choose and then get the extra call with me to interpret. So there's a lot of great support option. It's going to depend on where you're at, how much handholding you need, your budget, right? But we actually overfilled Gold Plus because going into the two-day live stream, we had three seats left, and during it, we sold it, and we ended up with seven. So I'll go a little over if there's a flood, but I will shut it off as soon as we notice because a lot of time and attention goes into that. I love my Gold Plus people. I love all my people in ERC, but I get to know them a little bit better than the others. And if I take on any Diamonds this year, then we get to be bosom buddies, and I'm supporting you every step of the way. So this is Sarah. She's been in the program for several years. She started out as gold, and then she went to gold plus, and she's back as gold. She might have actually started at silver. I don't remember. But she has had phenomenal breakthroughs, and she just said today on the call that she met an old friend she hadn't seen in 5 years, and she goes, oh, my God, what are you doing? Tell me all about it. You know, I want to know what you're doing because you look amazing. And she's really, she's writing her book now. She's an artist, and she just really opened up things. She's amazing. And this is Carolyn, who's a vet. You can see she's surrounded by animals. She's a holistic vet, and she did the program 2 years ago, and then she took a year off, and she joined again last year because she said she really just loved having the support and somebody to help her read her labs and to really keep her on the straight and narrow for her own health. So those are just a couple of people. What's your one thing? What is it that you want more than anything? You need your health to get it. The only way you're going to get it is with your health. So again, don't exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment. So, oh yeah, so I have some quick action bonuses in addition to the $1,000 off. Anybody that signs up, when did we say this is by the end of the weekend? So you have till the end of the weekend to just sign up. You're going to get a 30-minute strategy session with one of my coaches. So that's in addition to everything else. You'll get one of the coaches. We'll pick the one that's best for you based on your needs. If you do it today or you just place a deposit today, you're going to get a 30-minute strategy session one-on-one with me. And I don't sell those. I only give those to people in ERC as part of the levels. So if you sign up today or place a deposit for any level, it doesn't matter, you're going to get that extra call with me. So that's all I have about ERC. I think there's one more slide here. Oh, wait. There's more. Super extra quick action bonus for everybody who registers by the end of the weekend. You get a 45-minute consultation with one of the coaches, and you get this other thing, which is this amazing group VIP day, just a small group of us, that's called the Roadmap to Unstoppable Health. Some of you might have been in there if some of our ERC people are on there. And it's just an intimate group day. You know, it could be 6 people, 10 people, that we get together, and we just go over lots of stuff related to your health and help you remove some of the blocks, help you to read labs, help you with whatever you need. It's like having a going to a conference where it's just me and like a small group of you, and you just get a lot of one-on-one attention from that during that session. And that's it. So next steps, let me recap. Next steps, really take those assessments to heart. If you've already done them, do the then you want to take the scores. You want to take the scores, and you want to look at if digestion is anything but green, you're going to work on digestion. If blood sugar is still anything but green, you're going to continue to work on blood sugar. And then any of the stuff that's red, we want to work on right away along with, and then we'll do the rest of it in the order that that goes. So if you want support in doing that, you have options to join our self-study programs, or you have options to get private coaching. And this is the this is just an amazing opportunity for you to get the support. So those are your options. And then ERC is obviously the primo. We'd love to have you there. And again, it's limited, and it's a little more of an investment. And if you're interested, just sign up either for, if you're not sure the level, just sign up, put the deposit down, and then we'll reach out to you, and we're going to give you a link. But actually, Lynn, I was supposed to get the link for anybody that's not sure. I think we'll give it to them after they indicate. We had a link that Jazzy was supposed to give me to your calendar, and I don't see it yet. Lynn, do you, what's the best way for them to talk to you or Angelica about what the next steps are? We, the link to the calendar, I didn't see it. But we have a link to the calendar where you could set up a consultation and go, okay, Lynn, I don't know which way. I think what we need you to do, here's what we need you to do. Sign up for the deposit. That deposit can be applied to whatever program you decide to go into. So even if it says ERC, it's not that. We'll just apply that to whatever program you need to go into, whether it's private coaching, one of the self-studies, body balance, or ERC. And then that once we get you into that, we will send you a link to the calendar to get on to talk to either Lynn or Angelica about where you're at right now. Show them your scores. We'll have you fill out a little questionnaire, and then you can decide. Oh, there we go. Then you can decide what where to go from there and which program is going to be the best next step for you. Okay? So I'm going to open it up for questions. So any questions, star 2 will give you the ability on the telephone, star 2, and we can talk. And then on the Q&A, you can type in questions. Let me see if there's any there. I have a few questions there. And then in the chat. So if you have any questions about anything we talked about today, if you have any questions about the programs or any questions about what your next steps are, here's where I'm at and here's where I want to go. So open to that. So I'm going to go to these questions here. I'm going to stop the backup recording. So that'll just have the slideshow. And I'm going to make my screen bigger, and I'm going to read some of the questions that have already come in. Tricia says, can we have oatmeal? I don't know. It depends on how it works for you, right? So you test the oatmeal. You see what it does to your sugar. Monk fruit is fine. I've never seen anybody have that raised because it doesn't have any calories or sugar. But, yeah, any questions about can I eat this, can I eat that, that's going to be answered by you based on your test results. And if you're not blood sugar testing, then I would say during the reset, you avoid all the grains and then you add them back in and see. If you're still having belly fat and you're still having any kind of problems and you still have weight to lose, then I'd recommend that you err on the side of caution. Liz, I did the vitamin C flush this week. What's the follow-up? How much vitamin C should I be consuming? It should say that in there, but I'm going to reiterate. So say you did the C flush and it took you 10 grams of vitamin C to get to the point of flush, or 50 grams for that matter. So say it's 10, you're going to take 75% of that, which would be 7.5 grams, and then you're going to take that every day in divided doses. So minimum 3 doses, so 7.5 divided by 3 is 2.5 grams or 2,500. Thereabouts approximately, that would be what your dose would be. Good question. Ararat, I'm concerned because my fasting post-meal is much higher than before starting Sweet Spot. Have you seen somebody having issues? I feel lighter and lost 5 pounds since the beginning, though. Oh, that's interesting. So how much higher? Is it consistently higher or not? And did you do the consistently with all the other aspects? So my question would be, it's possible that your body is adjusted to that and you need to do some of the other things. So how's your sleep? How's your movement? How is your stress? And are you doing it? The fact that you lost weight and feel lighter is saying you're moving in the right direction. You may need to do what we call dietary modification. If you're eating the same thing day after day, or the same pattern, your body gets used to it. So you may try, there's some things we call like having a fast day once or twice a week where you go either 16, 18, 20, 24 hours between meals. That can jumpstart it and get that better, get your glucose control better. It sounds like you really haven't shifted into fat burning necessarily, or you have shifted into fat burning and you're burning your body's fat and not burning the glucose. So I wouldn't worry about it unless it is how much higher. I want to know how much higher that is. Much higher, is that mean 20 points higher, 5 points higher, et cetera? But really look at the other aspects. So if you want to fill in one of those charts that are on the site under the extras and give me as much detail as you can, and then I can guide you better. And you may have to get some blood testing done and see where you're at. And it's possible, you know, that there's some decreased insulin or whatever. Tricia postponed my transition because of the last 2 weeks of June. I was not in the optimal range. Perfect decision. During the first 13 days, my highest fasting was 86, lowest 56, average 67. Bedtime high 107, lowest 80, bedtime average 89. Do you think I should begin the transition? I wasn't able to measure the first 5 days because I ran up strips. Yeah, so as long as you're there, and as long as most of the time you're staying at 110 or below, it sounds like you didn't give me the post meal, but as long as most of the time you are 110 or below, And you're moving in the right direction. Say if you have weight to lose, you've been consistently losing. Then yeah, I would try transition and just test certain foods. But if your foods are, you're still jumping up, then I would be being careful and monitoring that better. It sounds like you're fasting and it's all working well. So it sounds like you probably are ready. Luciana, the assessments of body and organs doesn't have an end on them, a final score at least, that shows on my phone. Oh, you know what? I told you that you guys were going to get a sheet, and I don't think you will. I think what we gave you was, did we give them in the PDFs, the link to the PDFs in the document? Because then they have to calculate it themselves. I don't remember if we gave them the link to the onlines or the ones that they do themselves.
It was to the PDFs.
It was to the PDFs. Yes, so you have to calculate them. So I don't know what you mean by doesn't have an end on them, a final score. You have to calculate it. So you have to use your calculator and calculate it. But have struggle with flabby skin now. The fat has disappeared. Do you have some suggestions? Yeah. Muscle. So, you know, doing some muscle, you know, weight training can be very helpful for that. Making sure that your collagen support nutrients are there. So vitamin C, and I would love to have you look at some of the collagen support stuff that is new, the plant-based stuff from either Glow, Amazing Grass Glow it's called, or Sun Warrior has them, and it's called collagen peptides or something. And it's going to take a little time for that to, especially if you're over 50, because the repair and the collagen takes a little while. But that will happen. Let's see. We have a couple more. Tanya, is there an ideal range for bedtime blood group glucose? Should it be under 90 like AM fasting? Ideally, yeah, that's about where it should be. Heather, in the hormone assessment, my only red area was postmenopausal women answer based on function before menopause. Since that's past history and the other areas were better, blood sugar were all green. Yay! Can you explain what item 10 means? What does that mean, item 10? Yeah, so if it means that you were out of balance before, right, that you had some bad menopausal symptoms, but everything else is good, then I think that's great, you know, but orange is not good either. So that's the only red area, and that says you probably had miserable periods before you went into menopause. I don't know what you mean by item 12.
She says it's the menopause one.
Oh.
And yes, she did have terrible periods.
Terrible periods. So 12 is the postmenopausal, the premenopausal one, or is the postmenopausal? I don't have the numbers memorized, so.
Yeah, and she just says yes.
It's just that one you just mentioned. Yeah, so I would just say focus on now, look at what's orange, and then, you know, what's. But the fact that you went to green in blood sugar, yay, it means you can start focusing on anything else. And if you've got anything but green in digestion, I would suggest that you go there first. John Navana, I did enter and submit my surveys, by the way. When you say surveys, do you mean the questionnaire that has, because you know what, Lynn, I didn't look at that. Did anybody pull those before? Or can you give me the link to that spreadsheet that has all those in it, and I'll look at those now because I didn't get a chance to look at it before. So, Nahabana, I'm more sluggish now than I was at the beginning of June. Is there a reason why continuing the metabolic reset would make me feel that way? Interested in if the body sort of adapts and ignores the changes. Also, do you have specific recommendations about lowering blood pressure? So it depends on why your blood pressure is high. So, you know, we don't just look at that. We'd want to look at all your imbalances. So based on your questionnaire, how are you with stress? How are your adrenals doing? How's your gut? All of those things can contribute. Magnesium deficiency can contribute there. There are some herbs that are really good tonifiers for the cardiovascular system, like hawthorn berry, that can be good at lowering blood pressure. There are things like magnesium. There's a substance called natokinase, which will work to lower blood pressure. If the blood pressure is elevated, due to some clotting in there. So those are some starting points, but it would be great to see more there. So Lynn, if you can look, or Angelica, if you can look into that, that questionnaire thing that we sent them, the one that's on the site, and just get me the link to that, or look in there to see who has new questionnaires in there. It sounds like Jahavani might have done that, and I can look at those. Luciana, the assessments about body and organs doesn't have an end on them, so I just read that one, so I'm not sure what that meant. Doesn't have an end on them, so if you could comment, that would be great. Let me see who's on the line. Raise your hand, Star 2. Las Vegas. Barbara?
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie.
Hi.
This is Barbara. yes, now, on the questionnaires, the only one that I got feedback on in the email was on the VLM, and I didn't get any feedback on the organs and hormones and so forth. It was supposed to be a summary of results of that on the email.
I was just asking when we have two versions of it, and I blanked on to which one we sent you in the email. There's a version that you fill out online. You just check boxes, and then you hit submit. Is that the version you filled out?
Yes.
Or you have a PDF that you opened up and you?
No, I did the one online and then hit submit. And that's the way I did on the VLM also, but I got results back on it,
okay,
but
so
not on the other.
Let me just find the email so I can verify what was sent in the email. Sweet spot, bonus call. Here we go. It says hormones and glands. Let me click that. Yeah, it was the online ones, Lynn. It wasn't the PDFs. So, yeah, you should have gotten feedback on all of them.
And I only got the one on the vitamins, and so I would really appreciate the feedback on the organs and hormones and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really would.
So we're going to need to look inside of the back end, Lynn. You know, sometimes the mock form doesn't get sent. We're going to have to look in there, show just Angelica how to do that too. Go into the back end of the mock form, find Barbara's, and then go. And you didn't have trouble when you hit submit, it actually did submit. Is that correct?
It went away, and it did say to resubmit again. I hit submit one time. I hit submit twice because I didn't know if anything happened.
And you said it went away, so it should have actually put on the screen your form has been submitted. Well, look at that. My intention was to send the PDFs because sometimes we're working on a new system for these, so they're not all great. But we'll work for it, and we'll find it for you, and we'll definitely get you the feedback.
I would appreciate it.
Now, sure.
Did I just hear you tell the previous caller that magnesium lowers blood pressure? Could that be one of my problems with my low blood pressure that I'm because I'm not taking the full four a day as it calls for, but I'm taking at least one a day. Should I not be taking magnesium anymore?
It's usually a magnesium deficiency. So you said the vitamins went through, but did the mineral one go through as well?
This is just vitamin. Vitamin is all I got.
All you got from back off. But you submitted the one that says minerals or not?
I submitted I think there were three different questionnaires, and I filled them all out.
Okay, got it. Because I'd like to see what shows up on the mineral one. Yeah, we'll look for them and get them to you.
Okay. Now my vitamin ones were all, all green, blue, and there were some yellow, but I rarely had anything past a one on anything, but there were, I just would like to, see what the other assessments were. But, you mentioned ice cream. I love ice cream, too. And before I did the reset, of course, I wasn't testing right after, but I am gently you know, introducing things, but I wondered, I used to make an ice cream with frozen banana and carob and little nut milk and ice cubes, and I wondered if and yogurt, or of course I was, that's back to when I was doing milk kefir, but I would use a little bit of yogurt, not much, but just to help give it a, but I could, you know, do you possibly see me being able to reintroduce banana coming from where I have come?
I would wait on that, Barbara, until you're stable with these glucose levels for a couple months at least. But there are ways to do that without. And here's the thing. There's this really cool, you can get an ice cream maker, a number of them. Actually, Goodwill stores will sell them because people buy them and then they don't use them and they give them to Goodwill. Or I have one that's a fancy one I got on Amazon. It's like $150, but it basically, you turn it on and it has a built-in compressor. You put in a nut milk of some sort, some kind of liquidy pureed thing, and you run it for an hour, and then you have ice cream. So yesterday I did it with a protein shake. I basically made a nut milk, and then I put the protein powder in and put a little bit of flavorings, and I ran it. I had this beautiful ice cream that was really my protein shake. So there's a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like any of your
foods, and I heard
you like a shake.
Someone said something about adding avocado.
Avocado to make it creamy. Yes. Yes. Right. And play with it. Like the day before I made it. Oh, here's my best. I love this. Frozen zucchini. I learned this from Karen Osborne. She's amazing. You freeze, you get a bunch of zucchini. And this time of year, right, zucchinis are abundant, especially if you have a garden. And you get the zucchini,
right,
and you cut them into little, like, one-inch cubes. So you just cut them and put them in a Ziploc bag and stick them in your freezer or a airtight, you know, glass container, whatever. And then you can actually just make a little bit of nut milk, put it in your blender, and then put in the frozen zucchini and push it down with the Vitamix tamper. And now you've got ice cream. And then you flavor it. Some vanilla, some hazelnut stevia, some lohan, whatever works for you. And I made that a couple of days ago. You make it vanilla, you make it chocolate, you can make it carob. You can make it butterscotch because there's little butterscotch flavorings from medicine flower. So I want to, we're doing an ice cream class, Lynn, aren't we? Are we doing an ice cream class for Vital Healing Kitchen one of the days? Is it August? Can't remember. I thought we were doing an ice cream class. If we're not, let's do it, because I want to do an ice cream class and show you all the amazing ways you can make ice cream, low glycemic and loaded with nutrition. So I made the zucchini ice cream where I put the zucchini and I put some coconut in there and coconut milk. I broke down and used a can. Usually I don't use cans, but I was in a hurry and I said, let me try this. Everybody says. So I used a can of coconut milk. Organic, you know, the whole bit, put it in the blender, and then I added the frozen zucchini, and I added some broccoli sprout powder, and one other herb, I can't remember if it was cordyceps or ashwagandha or something that was really a hearty herb, and then I just sweetened it with some lohan or stevia and flavored, and then I put it in my ice cream maker, and very short, it was short there because I used the frozen. It was delicious. I even served it to my son's girlfriend, and he's like, wow. She's like, wow, this is so good. So
really?
Fun.
Really? Well, that's great.
To make ice cream.
That is great to know. Yeah, that's the thing I probably miss the most because
my husband
was still here. You know, he was ice cream. He had to have ice cream almost every night. So I was just wondering what your – I will wait a couple of months and then try a tiny bit. I'm wondering about missing, you know, the potassium and the other, you know, good nutrients in banana. Is there something else I should be taking in the meantime until I can try that?
Avocado and broccoli are really good sources of potassium.
Well, I do those constantly.
But avocado and broccoli.
Yeah, I do those constantly on a daily basis. I should be good with
that. You should be good. And if you want to start with a banana, just start with a half a banana, you know, a quarter of a banana.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, gradually increase it. Like everything else, it's just you don't want to shock your system into, like, going backwards. And you've made such good progress. I want to see that happening.
Yeah, I did. I really am. And, you know, I don't know why, because I'm certainly not eating over 3 hours before going to bed, but and my numbers come back down below 100 in the morning, but for some reason at bedtime, it's, you know, I can be 115, 120, and I'm not eating anything that I shouldn't. Do you have an extra, and maybe I just need to do more heart math, you know, maybe that's it, but I've been trying to monitor if it was, you know, stress related or if it was, I wondered if that was abnormal or, you know, of course I'm kind of a crazy situation because of how far I've come, and I'm not complaining. I'm grateful, but I just wondered what your thoughts.
Yeah, but you want to optimize because you were more optimized. Yeah, so I would look at what was in that last meal. Have you started to test anything? Anything new that you added? Because that's what you start to see as you go through.
Yes, I have. I've reintroduced spaghetti squash, and that did great. Was able to eat 4 raspberries, and that wasn't a problem. And I've been doing those as my breakfast meal instead of at the last meal, trying to watch, you know, what I'm eating at the last meal, and I reintroduced quinoa. Like I shared with you last time, I ate too much the first time, it raised me too high. Then the next time, I had a lot of greens and stuff with it, all the other vegetables and a lot of zucchini, and then I was fine using like a fourth of a cup. But I just was kind of a mystery to me why it's higher at night. And what's the latest time I should do a burst or actually I've done a couple bursts and I've done a 15 minutes on the trampoline today. So is there like what's the latest hour before bedtime that I should do that kind of activity? Maybe that would help.
Yeah, it would help. Good question. So, but I want to ask you a couple more questions first. I'm the question lady, right? So, at dinner, are you measuring before dinner? And where are you at before you start dinner?
Generally, yes. Yes, I am.
And are you below in the 80s or 90s before dinner?
I'm usually, let's see, let me give you a... For instance, okay, last night, let's see, okay, here's Monday. Before I ate dinner, I was 89.
Okay.
And I ate zucchini, quinoa salad, the seeded crackers that Shawnee made, and but it was my meal was a little bit late, but my bedtime, but I did eat less of the quinoa. That wasn't the first time I reintroduced quinoa. That's when I ate less of it, and the second time I'd eaten less of it. And before I tested low afterwards, but my bedtime number was 119.
It was 119.
But
so
I went 89
to 119.
But I'm still in the 25 points, though.
So. Well, it's 30.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
it's 30.
But, okay, still not terrible, but my question would be, how long between when you ate the dinner and the bedtime? Was it 3 hours?
Yeah, well, I ate the dinner at 7, and bedtime was 11.
Okay, so it was 4 hours, so that's decent. 4 hours, it should have gone back down to baseline or close to it. Did you check any time in between the dinner and the bedtime? Did you do your typical check to see? Did it just keep rising, or did it go down and then come back up again?
I actually didn't then. I had company, but I had, but... You know, it's, let's see, like last night, it was 83 before I ate, and I just ate a huge salad, asparagus, couple of crackers, and then because I had already tested these things and knew that they didn't raise me, I have not, you know, since leaving the reset, I haven't been testing, you know, an hour after I've eaten. Mm-hmm. So you think that I should be doing that?
I would do that if you want to see what's happening. Is it going up, down, and then back up again, or is it just going continuously up after?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not terrible. 119 isn't terrible, but we don't want it to start creeping further up. By 4 hours, we should have been down. But, you know, and again, it's
even when it's been 122 one night, it still brought it down to 96 in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. And it may be that if there was grain or starch in the meal that you're raising, it's raising up more slowly and coming down more slowly. But let's look at that more carefully and just keep track of that better and see what we can come up with. Is it, how long has it been that it's been doing that? Is it just a few days, or has it been like consistently for a week or so?
How long is it? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
How many times has this happened? Has it just been for a few days, or has it been for a whole week?
No, it's been for a week. And of course, with the low blood pressure, I haven't been doing as much physical exercise as usual. I do the first thing in the morning, try to do a couple more, then I try, because it's been too hot to walk outside, I've been doing the trampoline mostly, but I'm still, a little, struggling with the low blood pressure.
The blood pressure is still low. And the licorice.
And it varies. Like, I'll get up in the morning, like yesterday morning, it was 103 over 69 when I got up. I thought, great. And so then I fast until noon every day. And then I ate chia and cashew yogurt. And two of the crackers with guacamole, and then I took one licorice root because I wanted to keep it from letting it get down low because it consistently starts out pretty good and then goes low. So then I took one licorice and then it went to 120 over 72, But then it went to 80 over 60. And
how long after that did it go to 80 over 60?
It was 120 over 72 at 5:15, and at bedtime it was at 10:45. It was 80 over 60.
Okay, so something.
And
happened.
So then I took one more licorice, and this morning it was 88 over 59, so I took one licorice, and then it brought it up to 106 over 66. I'm trying to just take one at a time because when I have two, I don't want it, like you said, I don't want it to get too high. And so, possibly I need to do more physical activity to help that nighttime number. It's just that, you know, when the blood pressure goes down, I'm trying to listen to my body, like you said, and I don't feel like doing a lot of exercise when you're low,
I had an incident that happened when I went out running, stupid me, at 3 p.m. when it was 98 degrees out. And I went out running, and I went down the big hill in my neighborhood to go see the waterfall and started back up. And I had to stop multiple times, and I got home, and I was lightheaded and woozy. And I tested my blood sugar pressure, and sure enough, it was like 85 over 60 or 55 or something. And I'm like, oh, that's what Barbara's feeling like, right? When your blood pressure goes down like that, you're not going to feel real energetic and able to do a lot of exercise.
And you know what's funny is every once in a while, though, I know that this is what's coming, that once I'm balanced and that my body gets used to these new wonderful numbers, is that, I was driving over to my granddaughter's and I thought, oh, my gosh, I feel this amazing clear energy that that just comes and goes now because of the blood pressure issue, but I just want you to know that I'm not whining. I am so grateful, and I'm just trying to be patient with all that my little body is doing, working so hard on and all these adjustments.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to spend time being patient and working on this, but I just wondered if you had any other suggestions. Should I just consistently take, one, maybe three times a day, see what happens, and then over time, don't you think that my body's going to...
It sounds that way. I mean, it sure sounds that way. Generally speaking, low blood pressure, it is a sympathetic nervous system controlled function, right? And you've taken a lot of stress off your body, and you've gotten into more of a parasympathetic balance, and your blood pressure is going way down. So it's really a matter of just watching it. But I would say keep doing the licorice on a regular basis. You're doing a great job of monitoring it. As for that glucose going a little bit higher at night, I would try, you asked a question about how close to bedtime. I would try a burst about an hour before bedtime.
Oh, okay. I was afraid to go that close, afraid it would keep me from falling asleep.
Right? Try it 2 hours before and see how that goes.
Okay.
And that might be good, but if you need to do it an hour before, you can do it an hour. But no closer than an hour before. 2 hours is probably more ideal.
Okay.
Okay?
I think that looking at my records here, I think that I can do a little bit more on my end too. And I just make myself do it because my blood pressure's gone low, then I don't feel like it, but I will just make myself do it and see if I can make a difference in that bedtime number, because I'm looking back through what I've eaten and so forth, I don't think that there's anything diet-wise there that I need to change, because I've tried to make sure that that last meal is just chock full of greens and today for breakfast, I really felt like I needed some protein, and I didn't feel like protein shake. So I had a can of wild-caught sardines. It's got 22 grams of protein, and I mixed it with a whole lot of celery and onion and a little mustard and a little lemon juice. And was that a good thing?
Yeah, that could be fine. Yeah, absolutely. And tune into your body like that. And the other thing is, if you're fasting until noon every day, I would say just experiment with having a breakfast, a day where you have your breakfast, and you could have it, just earlier than the noon, right? Sometime there, have the extra protein and the chia and hemp and all that's good, or the can of sardines is fine. And then have a lunch, 5 hours later, and then see if you want to either not have dinner or just have a really light dinner, just with some salad without a lot of extras, and see if that makes a difference in the blood pressure. And then varying it makes a big difference, especially for women. Like you get into a rut of, every day this is when I eat, and maybe varying it so you keep your body from going into this plateau phase where things don't seem to work as well.
Okay, so you're saying that instead of the going the full 16 hours for the intermittent fasting every day, to vary it, and then maybe sometimes at 10 or something, I've been keeping the chia porridge. I've been having that with the cashew yogurt available in the morning. So you're saying to try having it earlier.
Yeah, I would say 12 would be good, and then you can still do 16, just have dinner earlier. So instead of going from 7 until 12, which would be about 16 or maybe even 17, you could have your dinner at 4 and then go all the way till 8 the next morning. And that's still 16 hours.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And just give it a try
and vary it
and play with it to see what your body likes. And sometimes it's varying it that makes a difference.
All right. I'll try varying it, because I've been typically going between 16 and 18 hours. I only did a couple of times. I was a little bit too depleted, but I've done a lot of 17 hours, and mostly 16 to 17 hours. And so I will try that and see if that affects the blood pressure in a positive way. So,
okay.
But thank you. Cool.
And the blood sugar at that time, too. You know, it may change that as
well. But anyway, if you could check on those assessments for me, I would really appreciate it. I would love to have feedback there. And I do have a doctor's appointment I'm excited about the 19th of August is first. I could get in with her to check my A1C, and I told her that I also requested my insulin levels and C-peptides. Those were the other tests that you wanted done, right?
Yep, that'd be great to see.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you ever so much.
Stop.
Now,
you're so welcome. Okay.
Now we'll have.
All right.
This is the last. We're not having the 3:30 call, right?
There's another call after this, which is just the office hours call. This is an extra and the only time we could get it. So they are back to back. If you want to hang out, you're welcome to, but I certainly understand that if you don't want to.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you ever so much. And
you're
we'll
welcome.
Talk to you next.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. You're just such a joy to work with.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So anybody that still has questions, let's take, we do have an office hours call at 5:30, which is 3:30 on the West Coast. So let's take it. If some questions came up, I didn't see any, but if some questions did come up and I didn't get to them, Lynn, are there any questions that I didn't get to? Then we'll just carry them over to that other call because I have two hands up. Oh, Romania, I got to answer this. Romania is probably late at night. So I'm just going to see who's in Romania. Or Luciana. Hi, Luciana. Oops. Luciana? Your line is open. Nope. Wait, that's Barbara. I'm going to close Barbara's. Where'd Luciana go? Okay, it keeps closing. Okay, now you're open, Luciana.
Ah, hello. I'm sorry, I don't speak English. Do you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. You speak English.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am glad to talk with you, Dr. Tamari. It is a little difficult because I can't understand fast English. I try to understand you when you answered me. What I try to tell in my question in my note is that I try to complete the form, but I didn't have the final question and the final score, and I couldn't submit the forms. So I don't have an interpretation from you. I will
I understand what you're saying now. Sometimes that happens when your screen resolution is set high. So sometimes I don't know if you know how to do this, but in like Chrome, I can click on the little three dots in the corner and I can make everything smaller and then it fits.
Okay.
Sometimes there's an issue with like which level, which system. But I've seen that happen before. And again, I wasn't intending to send you guys the online ones. I was intending to send you the PDF so it would make it easier because we end up with these problems. So,
send the PDF.
Well, the PDF, if you click on the link that we gave you at the very top, it'll say the assessment below is also available in PDF format.
Uh-huh.
Click here to access
the
PDF.
Okay, I will try to send the PDF. So,
Well, you can't send the PDF. The intent was that you fill it out, you follow the instructions, and get a score, and then we can review that score with you. Yeah, because we don't have the resources to interpret everybody's by hand.
Okay. I am so glad to hear you live, to feel you, you know? I am so glad. And I am so impressed of who you are and what you are. I wish to follow your inner and your knowledge, all kind of knowledge, but for me it's so expensive. But in the future, I don't know. I didn't do all my notice of measurement of blood sugar, but what I notice is I feel better in my body. I lose weight. I am now at 60 and 1 kilos, and I noticed that the body moves itself by itself freely and nice. Younger, you know.
Nice.
I need to follow the more reset. I feel that I need this, and be careful because blood sugar increase very easily.
Yeah.
At fruits, for example.
Yeah.
And I need some support. I must confess that I wasn't so I don't know how to say in English. I couldn't complete my forms, you know, and but in the future I follow the groups on and put my questions if it is possible.
Yeah, put your questions in the group, you mean, in the Facebook group?
Yes.
Yeah. You have access to that for a whole year. You have access to that for a whole year, so you can put questions in there, absolutely. And again, if you want to reach out, I think Lynn put in the chat to have a private conversation with her and get her support for what really are the next steps. And everybody's welcome to do that.
Sorry, I need more written answers in order to be understood.
Oral, yeah, I understand, yeah.
But I am so glad today I wrote in an answer with essential oils to someone here in Romania, saying that I followed your program. And that person was so interested what is about, and I told to her to follow you on that, and probably she could get support.
Great.
From your programs.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm glad we got to speak, and yes, definitely post your questions in the Facebook group, and we'll give you an answer written rather than oral so that you can read it.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
For you and your team. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye. Lynn put a link into the chat that is the form that Jazzy's going to be moving, but right now that link works. She's just going to be resetting it up in a different place. So you're welcome to go there and choose an appointment with Lynn or Angelica. and you can just look at their schedules and pick a date and time, and they'll sit down with you and they'll just kind of say, where did you come from and what's your next goals, and take a look at some of the assessments that you filled out and advise you as to what the next steps are and see if you're a good candidate for the Inner Circle. I think it's an awesome program, and I know, you know, from an investment standpoint, it seems like a lot, but in general, when you look at what you get, you know, the whole year, you also get a whole free year of Vital, the Vital Health community in there. You get the Body Balance, you get the body, you get all the programs basically that we do, but you get us to support you through it, and that's the big difference in a group of 40 to 50 instead of a group of 400 to 500. And so it gives you much more direct control, and you can take it at your own pace, and we can support you. So we'd love to talk to you. Set up a time to talk to one of them. You can click on that link, and we'll make sure that you get taken care of. I'm here to support and support you through your journey. I love all the people I've gotten to know through the program. This is our seventh year of offering this program. So exciting. I think I got to go because there's another call after this. You guys are all welcome to come to the next call as well. It's open to all people in all of our programs. So come to that call, and if there's any other questions you have, you can ask them there. I'm going to take the 2 minutes that I have between now and then for myself, and then I'll be back on. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.